Thy strong word, God's word is our great heritage. Almighty Father, bless the word. Hi, this is Pastor Will Wheaton inviting you to join us for our hymn sing at the 2025 Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference. This year's theme, the Word of God. Making the Case is Friday, July 18th and Saturday, July 19th at Concordia University, Chicago. Find out more and register at issuesetc.org or by calling 618-223-8385.
Thank you. The Lord has enlightened us in the true faith.
Thank you. reading from the first epistle of St. John, chapter 3. For this is the message that you have heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. We should not be like Cain, who was of the evil one and murdered his brother. And why did he murder him? Because his own deeds were evil and his brother's righteous. Do not be surprised, brothers, that the world hates you. We know that we have passed out of death into life because we love the brothers. Whoever does not love abides in death. Everyone who hates his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. By this we know love, that he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brothers. But if anyone has the world's goods and sees his brother in need, yet closes his heart against him, how does God's love abide in him? O Lord, have mercy upon us.
Thanks be to God.
Forever, O Lord, your word is firmly set in the heavens. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The gospel written by the Apostle John gives much attention to the words that Jesus shared with his disciples the night prior to his crucifixion. It's a last testament of sorts that he gave his disciples as found in John chapters 13 to 17. As we see from John's first epistle, including the reading that we just heard from 1 John chapter 3, the teaching that Jesus gave that night about love made quite an impression upon the Apostle John. The commandment to love Jesus had given to his disciples was a new commandment, to love one another as he was loving them. Indeed, the commandment to love is old. We know that from the Old Testament. The Old Testament testifies also, as we heard in our gospel lesson from last Sunday, that the succinct summary of all of God's law is to love God and to love our neighbor. What is new in Jesus about this old commandment to love is that we are to love as he has loved us. That's the new aspect of love. This sacrificial love, the likes of which the apostles had never seen or experienced until Jesus showed them so vividly the very same day. This is the night, the beginning of this new day that climaxed on Good Friday with the death of Jesus. They witnessed the agape love on that first Good Friday in the sacrifice of the Son for the life of the world. It is this command to love, this mandate, or in Latin, mandatum, that gave Maundy Thursday its name. Knowing this teaching of Jesus to love that we find in John's gospel, it's not surprising to hear the opening words of our reading. For this is the message that you have heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. What Jesus taught, what the Apostle John taught, what the church still teaches is this: we should love one another sacrificially as Jesus loved us. Not only the command to love on the night before Jesus' death had driven home the importance of love for one's neighbor to John, but also Jesus' positive examples of such love as he shared in his teaching, such as the parable of the Good Samaritan that we heard in last Sunday's gospel, and again this Wednesday here in this chapel. What is different about John's teaching here is that he begins with a very negative example. He doesn't begin by talking about Jesus' love, but he talks about what love is not. He talks about hatred. Listen again. We should not be like Cain, who was of the evil one and murdered his brother. And why did he murder him? Because his own deeds were evil and his brother's were righteous. Do not be surprised, brothers, that the world hates you. We know that we have passed out of death into life because we love the brothers. Whoever does not love abides in death. Everyone who hates his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. Yes, he goes all the way back to the beginning for an illustration. He goes back because due to the fall of our first parents into sin, love is no longer a natural human behavior. Instead, the sinful condition that we all inherit from Adam and Eve, our first parents, produces the opposite of love, hate. And we see it in their firstborn son. We see it in Cain as he kills his brother Abel. We see it in our communities. We see it in our social media, the vitriolic hate. We see it also in feelings of hatred that sometimes also surface in our hearts and even in our Christian congregations. To us, John writes, hatred is of the evil one and leads to death, but we, through our baptism, have passed from death to life, and love nurtures life. After the negative example, though, John does bring us this beautiful, positive example of sacrificial love. By this we know love, that he, namely Jesus, laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brothers. But if anyone has the world's goods and sees his brother in need, yet closes his heart against him, how does God's love abide in him? As we seek a pattern for loving our neighbor, we don't look to the imperfect love of fellow human beings that we hear about in myriads of popular songs on the radio or on our stream songs, but we look instead, as John directs us in this epistle, to the perfect love of God, God who is love, and how that love is seen in the Son, the incarnate Son, Jesus, in his life, especially in his giving of his entire person as a sacrifice for all sins, a payment for all sin, a payment for all hatred in his death on the cross. This is the sacrificial love that we see in the scriptures and that you and I have received so tangibly already at our baptism and Sunday after Sunday at the altar, Wednesday after Wednesday here at Cramer Chapel in the very body and blood of our Lord. It is this love that sacrificially gives to the neighbor in need without looking for something in return, is willing to sacrifice, as John says. Future pastors and deaconesses, like many of you, often look forward to that time when you will be able to be in a congregation and be able to tangibly demonstrate the love of Christ through your ministry as a pastor or your service as a deaconess. Well, here's a word of advice to you. Don't wait for a few years to demonstrate that love. There's needs all around you right now in this seminary community. There's needs all around you in this Fort Wayne community or the communities from which you have come to study here this week during an intensive. In this world of sinful hatred, there are neighbors in need of the love that this text is talking about, the love that God has worked in you by joining you to Him who is incarnate love, Jesus Christ. Open your eyes of faith to see those needs and respond with the love of Jesus that already abides in you. For this is the message that you have heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Thank you.
us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, in your deep compassion, you rescue us from whatever may hurt us. Teach us to love you above all things, and to love our neighbors as ourselves. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Gracious God, who through your only begotten Son has given us a new commandment, that we should love one another as you have loved us, give us to your children gracious and forgiving hearts toward one another, that all might know that we are your disciples, through Jesus Christ our Lord. O Lord, our heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, you have safely brought us to the beginning of this day. Defend us in the same with your mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings, being ordered by your governance, may be righteous in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit.